Hello.
Hi, Kim. This is Sarah with Family First. How are you?
All right, you.
Good. First, let me apologize to you for the inconvenience. I understand that you have been caring for Mr. McLean while our caregivers decided not to go in. So I am going to send you over a timesheet so that way you will get paid for that time. I have a caregiver that is able to start with him tomorrow, but she has a doctor's appointment in the morning and won't be able to make it over to him until 11. Is there any way that you'd be able to stay with him until then?
I will.
Okay, I really appreciate you. I am going to send you a text with that timesheet so we can get you paid for Sunday and until tomorrow. All right.
I worked Saturday night. The caregiver just left the door unlocked and left.
All right, let's see what I have. Oh, he didn't.
I came in at 8 o'clock,
He left at 8. Okay.
and
Okay.
he didn't like, I'm leaving. He just left out because he was supposed to be relieved at 6 o'clock.
Six,
So
I know, and he
he
got.
had attitude with me,
And
and I
you
asked
know,
him
and I
something,
didn't
he
know.
left.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about this, and he could have just spoken to you, honestly. It's very frustrating because, you know, for him to just leave and then not come back for the next couple of days because his release didn't show up is a little bit crazy to me. Like, it was out of my hands at that point. So I did find a new caregiver, and like I said, I'm going to send you over the timesheet so you can get paid for all the hours you worked. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Tim. I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good day.
Well, you do the
All right.
same.
Bye-bye.